So, I'll talk a little bit about Kedushas Bechor. Pasuk says, "Vayi ki hiksha paray l'shalchenu, v'yarag Hashem kol bechor be'eretz Mitzrayim, ibchor adam ad bechor behema al kain." And that you call bechor banecha tifde. What he called kol bechor, they should be makriv every bechor. V'chol bechor banecha tifde. Kedushas Bechor. Two interesting pratim regarding how and why the Bechor were niskadesh and what we can learn from there. The first thing is the Alter from Kelim in Chachma Musar Chelik Beis Siman Shin Lamed Zayin. It's very interesting. He tells there on why were the Bechorim zeicha to be niskadesh. They didn't say it's in the format of a letter that he's writing. He wrote this letter to Baron Rothschild. It's a letter of Hakaras HaTov to Baron Rothschild. It's in Shin Lamed Zayin, a beautiful letter. A letter of Hakaras HaTov to Baron Rothschild for what he did, Beruchnius or Begashmius for Klal Yisrael. Tremendous Hakaras HaTov. He's talking about the schus of someone who did that. He said, Lechura, in this pasuk, you find that the Bechayimer were in Skadish. They didn't do anything. The Bechayim didn't do anything. What did the Bechayim do? The Rabbeinu Shalalem, what happened? The Rabbeinu Shalalem came, he didn't kill the Yiddish Bechayim, right? And then we say, okay, so he saved, the Rabbeinu Shalalem was Pasach, he saved these ones. Al Kain, this Kedushas Bechor. Why is there Kedushas? What did they do to be Niskadesh? They didn't do a Maisa. So the Alter, Enochinami, you don't need to have done a Maisa. But from the fact that the Eibishter killed the Bechayim of Mitzrayim and did not kill, the Bechayim of Yisrael, that was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. They came out of Kiddush Hashem. It was Mar B'Kvayt Shemayim, right? Even though they physically did nothing, but through the Bechayim of Yisrael came out a ribuy of Kvayt Shemayim in this world. Right, b'schus that they were niskadesh, because they were the vehicles to a kiddush Hashem. They were the vehicles to a kiddush Hashem, even though they didn't do anything. The horaya that the vehicles to a kiddush Hashem became niskadesh, even if you say the people did anything, the behemas didn't do anything, and the bechari behema also became niskadesh. Echi tachen davar kaze? Why? Because you didn't have to have done anything. From the blatant difference between the Bechayre Yisrael and the Bechayre Mitzrayim, that the Bechayre Mitzrayim Ibchar Adam Ad Bechar Behema died, and the Bechayre Yisrael Ibchar Adam Ad Bechar Behema lived, that was a tremendous hisgalus of Hashgacha Protes. It was a tremendous hisgalus of Kvayd Hashem in the world. Through the Bechayrim, it was hisgala, there was Eichet to be hisgalus. There was Eichet to be Niskadish. That's ridiculous. So then he goes on to tell Baron Rothschild, Kal v'chaymer, if you do a Maisa to be Mar B'Kvayt Shemayim, certainly you're Niskadish, certainly you're Eichet to tremendous things, and that's what you did, v'chulei v'chulei. It's a beautiful letter. It says, Michtov la Baron Rothschild. That's Shin Lamed Zayin, Chelik Beis of Chachma Musar, Alta Mikav. So that's on the one side, that they were Niskadish because of the Hatzolah, of their being Nitzel, right? Because they were Nitzel and the Bechayim Mitzrayim were not, they were Niskadish. Mitzad Hasheni, there's a very interesting Sipurna. Sipurna says like this, on the same Pasuk, it's Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Tesvav. V'hayu Bechayre Yisrael ru'uyim lilkais imohem. Be'etzem, alz tegzeir of Bechayres, it was Roy, it would have been L'chayre, the Bechayre Yisrael should also have died with them. Alderech, like we find in a pasuk, Pentispe ba'avayin ha'ir. What does he mean? There's a concept of an einish for a klal, there's a concept of an einish for a yach. If an ear is an einish, so even if there's innocent people in the ear, but al tegzeir is a klal of the ear, they could also be nichla and be nispa, even though they bet some b'ayfim proti now, didn't do anything. He's al tzedat, einachinami, the b'chayre mitzrayim, they deserve to die, but be'etzim is mechadish the Sipurna. We'll see maybe, perhaps, where he got this from the Pasuk. We'll see in the Hamshech. V'hayu b'chayru Yisrael ru'uyim lilka simoyim al derech pentisofe pentispe b'avay no'ir. V'hitzilom, listen carefully, v'hitzilom, and the Eibishter was matzil them, b'ma'ashe higdishom loy, with that he was makdish them to himself, ba'oifen shahayu b'chayru ha'odam b'Yisrael k'may nizirim, and made them ki'ilu a level like nizirim ayyaser miyuchadim, or even more miyuchadim la'avaydas akel yisbarach va'asurim ba'avaydas hedya. So what's he saying? Be'etzem they would have, they could have died, it would have been min haroi that they would have died also b'chlal this overall nitan rishus l'mashchis, that's l'charet shay, itaka should have nitan rishus l'mashchis, it would have been on everybody. Why didn't they? Because they were in his kidsham. Here he's using it as a sipa, not a mesefa. Because he was, the b'chayrim became kadosh. And as being, now what does that do? The gzeira of the klal, I understand it like this, the gzeira of the klal is everybody, let's say pentisfa ir, let's say as a dugma, anybody who's in the city, right? But let's say this guy's really, might be physically there, but he's really not in the city. He's enclosed in his own box. He's connected to something else. He's not there. Right, his residence, he's not there now. If he's not there, then he's not in the Xavier. Miskachem loy, and they became Dovuk and the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, so they became above that. If Miskachem loy, Lias Avadim, Asurim, Bavaydas Hedyat, they have no doing and comings and goings with Avaydas Hedyat. So they were Nisala from there, that took them out of that Bechina. So it took them out of that Bechina, if they're out of that Bechina, so then that's how they're put. So you see, two seemingly opposite things. That on the one hand, what we saw from the Alter Mikelem, they became Niskadesh because they were Nitzel, right? And we see in the Sipurna, they were Nitzel through the fact that they were Niskadesh. Right? The Alter from Kelem said, why were they Niskadesh? Because there was Ribui Kvet Shemayim Al Yodom. How was the Ribui Kvet Shemayim Al Yodom? Because they were saved. Right? So what does that mean? They were Niskadish because they were saved, which is a Ribui Kvet Shemayim, because they weren't the Mitzvot. What does the Sipurna say? The Sipurna says they Be'etzer would have been right to die. They were saved because they were Niskadish. So the Alter Mikelem says that they were Niskadish because they were saved, and the Sipurna says that they were saved because they were Niskadish. Right? Well, it's not Shver, it's a Musa Geboin Ke'echod. It's not necessarily a steer in the whole thing. The Rebbeinu Shalom Hare knows what the thing. That means if the Mashchis saves them, it comes out, it's an act of making Kvod Shemayim. If it's an act of making Kvod Shemayim, it's an act through which they're Niskadish. If it's an act through which they're Niskadish, so then they're not part of this. It's all like it's a circle. Right? So the whole thing, it's like a Gita V'yad, a Boyin Ke'echo type of an idea. Okay. But you see, the Bayer, they can think over here, from the Sipurna, there's a tremendous, tremendous Yisod. That al yedei a person a yesod to be nitzel, there could be a gzeira and a klal, and al yedei being dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, which is what the bechayim became the skadish, and with the significance of which was according to the Sipurna, that it's miyuchad lakadosh baruch hu, and that miyuchadim la'avaydosoi, right? That nusa miyuchadim nazirim miyuchadim la'avaydos akel yisbarach va'asurim be'avaydos hedyet, like. You become separated from that. If you're separated, you're insulated from that. You're insulated from that. That's a tremendous yisayin. We see this yisayin in a few places. You're marbek vayt shemayim. You're marbek vayt shemayim. You became. What does that mean? They were marbek vayt shemayim. Put it all together. They're marbek vayt shemayim. They're marbek vayt shemayim. They become therefore dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shalom. So they became mechuber to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Once they're mechuber to the Rabbeinu Shalom, so then that's their makom kviyas. They're kavua by the Rabbeinu Shalom. Not in here. So mele they're not pachval d'gzal. That's the whole how it goes. So you can be nis'ale and take yourself out from exera and thereby save yourself by insulating yourself from exera. You find the same idea. Yitzias Mitzrayim and the pasuk by again we're going to two things here. We're going to be marah the Rabbeinu Bachaya and another sipur. And the Rabbeinu Shalom the dam, right? The Rabbeinu Shalom was paseach. He saw the dam al asaf. Zokt Rabbeinu Bachaya and Raisi and the pasuk of Raisi is Adamu Pasachti Aleichem. Rabbeinu Bechaya writes, "Ein hadam meineya hanegev." It's not the dam that saves them. V'loy miniyosei, and it's not that the header of dam of not putting the dam per se. Mevi hanegev. That doesn't bring a negev. It has nothing to do be'etzem with just the heftza of dam. What's the taich that they put the dam basaf and they became saved? Elalim decho avalim decho hakosuf. The Torah is teaching us. Kimi shehem in ba'kodesh baruch hu emuna shleima. Somebody who's mamin in the Eibishter emuna shleima. V'tola by bitchoinai. And was Taila his bitochen in the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. V'lei choshash le'emas paray u'gzeirosai. And he wasn't choshish for the aim of paray and the gzeirah. V'zovach b'farhesia toyavas mitzrayim. That they worshipped. V'nosan hadam midam ha-pesach. And as to advertise it to the whole world, he took the blood from that Pesach and he put it ala mezuzas v'ala mashkei. Somebody who has such bitochen, that means I'm doing everything for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I don't care a ki who's a paroi and his whole culture and his whole power. Lo tofes makom esli. It doesn't mean a thing to me. I'm only concerned with the Eibush that told me to do this. I do this. What paroi says doesn't mean he's going to come and kill you. Nothing. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam told me. I don't care. That's what saved them. It's not the dam itself that saves them, or the mini of the dam that endangers them. Limducha kosov should be shehem in Hakadosh Baruch Hu emuna shleima v'tola by bitchoinai v'leichoshash le'emas paray u'gzeirosai v'zovach b'farhesi atoyavas mitzrayim v'nosam midam ha-pesach ala mezuzas v'ala mashkev harei ze tzadik u'botach b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu e'bazei roi hu sheyogin olav min ha-negev ha-mashkev. That's what saved them in putting the dam. It's the ultimate bitochen. It was an absolute bitochen in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's what saved them. That's what saves them. That's what causes the Hatzolah. Here we're talking about causes the Hatzolah, not what causes the Kiddush. The absolute bitochen. That's Rabbeinu Bechaya. Could be in terms of what the Hatzolah, it's maybe a little different than the Rabbeinu Bechaya, but in the Yesod, you can be nitzel by bitochen in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's what saves you. Otherwise you'd be... He's marich more in Rabbeinu Bechaya as a sefer Adak Hemach. It's in the Kisvei Rabbeinu Bechaya. And there it goes, al seder ha'oisiyas and various inyanim. So nice beis and bitochen. He has a whole arichas, 4 or 5 pages, and bitochen. But at the end he writes the following, which is a follow-up on what he writes here in the Al-Atayra. Kol mi shebeiteyach b'Hashem Yisbarach. Here's the koyach of bitochen. Kol mi shebeiteyach b'Hashem Yisbarach. Midas ha-chesed. The midas hachesed hamafarneses es ha'olam, olam chesed yibana. It's the midas hachesed of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that sustains the world. Midas hachesed hamafarneses es ha'olam makifosay mikol tzad, surrounds him from all tzadim. Shenemar, nobody. Va'boiteach b'Hashem chesed yisoy v'venem. Right. So he's teaching you up chesed yisoy v'venem. An interesting teach. Doesn't mean the Eibush is going to be goymel chesed. He's surrounded. He's enclosed by chesed. He's enclosed by chesed. Again, kol mi shebeiteach b'Hashem Yisbarach, midas hachesed ha'mifarneses es ha'olam, makifosim mikol tzad shenemar, v'boiteach b'Hashem chesed yisoy v'venu. And the Eibushter, al yedei that chesed, that you're enveloped in that chesed, the Eibushter is mamtzi loy siboy sheyisparnes mehem. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam will cause all different ideas, how ways to be misparnes, they'll pop up, even though you don't even see them coming. Because the Eibishter, there's nothing that the Eibishter can't cause that you should be able to have parnos if he wants. There's no einachisar nivtzaros mimenu. My sheyadum, like we say, Leo and different things that the parnos came from the Eibishter. V'chein kosuv yiru as Hashem k'dayshav k'ein machzer lireyav k'firim rashiv ro'evu v'dar she'Hashem lo yachzeru kol toiv biura kosuv. He teaches the Rabbeinu Bechaya, what does that pasuk mean? Ki hu yis'al mefarnes v'nois en teref. The Eibishter gives mefarnes and gives sustenance l'kol ha'dvarim achalushim. To everybody, even though they don't have a way of teva. It's not that you need a way to do it. K'derech, for example, an Uber v'me'imai, right? An Uber v'me'imai. The Uber is not going to go to the market. He's not going to go to the shelf and take down a bowl of cereal. Right, and take down the bowl of cereal. So the Eibishter created a thing that the Uber should have it. Right, k'derech ha'Uber, bebet ha'no'isha, v'efroyach, b'toich ha'beitza. She'ein sham wakam mefula she'yavur hamazin l'sham. There's no regular way to do it. So the Eibishter made there's a way it should survive. So the Eibishter, just like the Eibishter could do it in a way for an uber, made a new way, and a new way for a chicken to have it, so in an egg, so the Eibishter can make a new way for a person also. It's like niftzer mimenu. So just like he does that, v'adogim b'mayim bayam, and also he sometimes he prevents teref also, where he also to some is merasen, controls a lion shouldn't go eat everything. That means the Eibishter can make that you should have, you shouldn't have. Then he goes on and says, and also bischus, he repeats what he said here in Chumash, bischus habitochen nigalu Yisrael mimitzrayim. Bischus habitochen shekein omru b'medrash tehillim. Pasuk says olecha zaku v'nimlotu batchu v'loy b'ishu. Says olecha zaku v'nimlotu, and they were saved. The kol kach lama taiches Rabbeinu Bachaya because of the end of the pasuk bechabot chuvelay baishu, because they were beteach and they had no bush, they didn't bereish galia no matter what, with total lack of concern for what the effect was going to be on the part of Mitzrayim. Hakol b'schus habitoch. So another sipurna also says the same idea, and when it says that they ate the pesach v'kocha teichlu aisa masnayim chagurim. Right, that you're going to go out, writes the Sipurna, Mezumanim Laderech. Right, you're going to be ready to go. Why did they have it? They're already ready for the road. They're nothing ready. They're eating the Korban Pesach. It's ready for the road before anything happened. Even why Lahayrais? Zok the Sipurna Al Bitochen Bilti Mesupak. And Bitochen, absolute Bitochen. There's no suffix. I'm ready to go. I'm packed up and ready. I'm vada. It's coming. Right. We're going to die. We're going to go up. And Vader, we're ready to go, ready to roll. That's what? Lahayreis ala bitochen. Bilti mesupak, and not without any questions, an unequivocal bitochen in the Rabbi Nishalayim, behi yaisa mechinim atzmo laderech ba'idam bebeis hakel. They weren't freed yet, right? They weren't freed yet, but they're ready to roll. They're dressed up and ready to roll. Why? Because al yadeida bitochen. Why did they do that? Lahayreis ala bitachon, because being meira that bitachon, it wasn't stam a show, because by demonstrating that bitachon, that's gufa what made them roy to be safe. It's often the same you say. Al yidei bitachon, al yidei ribuy of kvayt shemayim, you become mechuber to the Rebbeinu Shlom. Chesed yisay vevenu, the lashon of yisay vevenu from all sides. You're in a separate. You're not there. You're not with Mitzrayim anymore. You are surrounded by chesed of the Eibush. They're not that. You're in a makom that's the Rabbi Nishalayim's place. You're not by everybody else. That's the power of what bitochen can do. Now, fashteitzach, it has to be bitochen she'ena mesupik. It has to be unequivocal, 100% bitochen. It's a famous maisa they say over from Bishol Salanter. Bishol Salanter gave a drosha in a shul. There was Amaratzim there. There was this was a guy who was a painter or whatever it is, a builder. He gave he darshened and said, "Batuach ani." I'm vaday that anything a person will, if a person puts bitochen in the Shem 100%, that he'll be masig this thing. Yasig ash oisa tagia yodai. That batuach ani ki kol mishalo she'odom yosem bitchaynei b'Hashem, that he'll be masig it. And then Rabbi Yisrael Firdois, if you see that a person does that and he doesn't get it, it's a simon he wasn't b'teach 100%. It's a simon he wasn't b'teach 100%. So there was a pashta there. He was so in his spoil from what Rabbi Yisrael said that he says, why do I have to go and do all this physical labor, and I work hard like painting and again think do all those things? I'll go out. I'll sell everything I have. I'll go buy raffle tickets, right? I'll win 20,000 ruble, and I'll have all the money that I need. And I'll be b'teach 100%. Rabbi Shem, I'm not doing any. It's all up to you, Rabbi Shem. 100% b'teach. But before he did it, he went over. He asked Rabbi Yisrael, "Should I do such a thing?" So Rabbi Yisrael told him, "If you're b'teach, I promise you, if you're b'teach in Hashem, you will get your 20,000 things in the thing. If you're b'teach." Okay. So the guy went, and then the guy sold all his stuff. He went home. His wife said, "Are you nuts?" And he said, "No." And he explained it to her. So she was a good wife. So she said, okay, fine. If the rabbi said, and this is what you're doing, then if you have to be tochen gomer, so then go for it. So he went, he sat himself down in the Beis Medrash. The raffle was in 2 weeks. He sat himself down in the Beis Medrash to learn Ein Yaakov or whatever they were learning with the chevra there, with the people. And he said, what are you doing here? He said, nah, I don't know. The Beis, I'm in the hands of the Beis Shalom. Everything's wonderful. And I told you, the raffle was in 2 weeks. Right? A week after the raffle, he puts up a tzettel, whatever, I want to invite everybody to a Sudas Haidah for me being Zeicher in the raffle that's taking place in another week. Right? That's it. I'm so Beteach and Rabbi Nishalah. So, he comes over, he invites Rabbi Yisrael to the Suda, and Rabbi Yisrael says, it was Nispol, and then, but he had a pistol, let's have to know, does this guy have 100% Beteach or not? So Yisrael says, I hear, but let me ask you something. The raffle is in a week, right? And you're going to win 20,000 rubles. Right? I get it. I'll tell you what. I will give you, if I would tell you, I'll give you now 10,000 ruble. Will you sell me the raffle ticket or not? So the guy said, I'll sell it to you and I'll even give you payments. So Michelle said, then I wouldn't be so sure that you're going to win, because if you had 100% bitachon that you're going to win the raffle, why in the world would you give it to me for 10,000 when you can wait a week and get 20? Elamai, you don't have a, it makes no business sense. Elamai, you don't have 100% bitachon. I wouldn't be too sure about you. Maybe you got to go back to work. It has to be bitachon she'ena mesupik. It has to be 100% bitachon. If it's 100% bitachon, you have that schus. This limud from the sipur, that's a tremendous thing. You can be there are matzovim. We have it certainly in this world, and in our society, there are plenty of einshim that the world is deserving of. And there are plenty of things going on that a person can be. And in any way you want to look at it, there's things in the world that are meishach. There's ra. A person can be nidbak and things which are not so good. Hein la toiv, v'hein la mutav. You can be chas v'shalom. What's the eitzet? What's an eitzet that's given over here? You extricate yourself from the whole matzav by being dovuk in the Rabbi Nishalayim. If you're Marbik Vayit Shamayim, there's no bigger way a Ben Torah who has the opportunity to sit and learn, to daven like a mensch, to learn like a mensch, to take life seriously, that you're a Ben Torah and nothing else matters. If you have this bitochet einam mesupik, I'm not talking in terms of parnosa now even, just that this is what I should be doing and nothing else should concern me, right? And nothing else of the important things in life like the Super Bowl v'chadayim should concern me, or Manchester City. Nothing. If nothing should concern me, that what concerns me is this. That's the best way to protect yourself from Manchester. The best way to protect yourself from everything, to extricate your whole thing. There could be a gzeira even on a klal, but al yedei the fact that they were Isaac and Kfayt Shemayim, they were Beiteach 100% in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. They didn't care about anything else. We have to do what we have to do because we have to do it. That was why they were Nitzah. That's an Eitzah for all of us. This plateau, it's a thing, this B'tochen Sheinu Mesupik. But it's something to work. The idea is the more you're Dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the more you're Marbe Kfayt Shemayim, the less you have to do, the less of a kesher, the less of a contact point there is between you and that society. And that's a derech to be nitzel from that and to grow. Shabbos.